Hi, I'm Cheryl Pegas, and I'm the Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Clinical Innovation at NYU Langone Medical Center. Today, I'd like to focus on four things that I think we'll be talking more about in 2016. The first is humanism. Over the last number of years, we spent a lot of time talking about EMRs, patient portals, and not as much time talking about the patient-doctor relationship and how we as colleagues relate to and support each other. In 2016, I think we'll be talking more about the empathy necessary in our relationships as we provide patient care and build communities within our medical institutions. Humanism will grow as part of medical education, and there will be more seminars on this topic. One of the leaders in this area is the Arnold Gold Foundation. A second thing we'll be talking more about in 2016 is the field of nursing and the nursing shortage, but we will approach it a bit differently in 2016. 50% of nurses are over the age of 50, and over 62% say that they will retire soon. More importantly, for nursing students who are looking to go to school, there aren't enough teachers to staff schools in nursing. The issue will become more critical, and we will become more adaptive and innovative in our solutions. The way we've shortened medical school curriculums into shorter training periods, we will shorten and accelerate training programs for nurses. The way we've actually utilized nurse practitioners as extenders for primary care physicians, we will begin to do that for nurses, and there will be nurse extenders. There will be more actionable solutions to an issue that does have solutions. The third thing we'll be talking about in 2016 is 3D printing. 3D printing cost of equipment has come down. That's one of the reasons we'll talk about it more. But the second reason is that there are studies that shows that if models are utilized to practice before surgery, we get better clinical outcomes. We're more efficient, definitely more cost-effective, and there's greater patient engagement. For more complex surgery, I believe that saying that you've utilized 3D printing prior to doing your surgery will become part of our, if you will, cost-effective dashboard. Use for things like prosthetics and also for things like hearing aids will become more prevalent because we will become more comfortable with the equipment. The fourth thing that we'll be talking about in 2016 is actually still technology, but we'll be talking about it differently. This will be more about mobile use of technology, not static technology as we've talked about with EMRs. We will be talking less about data in and more about data out, proactive data to help people manage their health in their communities, utilizing geo-focused data for where should you eat, what are the types of services available in your community, real-time services that take into account how someone lives their lives and how they can afford to live their lives. We'll also be looking at technology for behavioral engagement. We'll focus on people's culture, and we'll also focus on their personal needs. This will require a different type of healthcare and technology partnerships, while healthcare organizations will take some of their really great expertise and assist in the development of new programs. My name is Cheryl Pegas. I'm the Director of the Division of General Internal Medicine and Clinical Innovation at NYU Langone Medical Center. And these are some of the things I think we'll be talking about in 2016. Thank you.